Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is James 4, 1 to 10. James chapter 4, the verses 1 to 10. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. My theme for reflection is cultivating a humble heart in a world of conflict. Cultivating a humble heart in a world of conflict. The Apostle James, in his fourth chapter, examines a topic that touches every aspect of our lives: conflict and struggle. Now pause for a moment and reflect on the battles you are currently facing. What is at the root of these conflicts? Are they sparked by unfulfilled desires, feelings of envy towards others' successes, or perhaps external challenges that seem insurmountable? We all face battles, whether with personal insecurities, health issues that defy explanation and cure, or conflicts with others, some of whom might not even be aware of the silent wars we wage against them. James sheds light on the fact that our quarrels often stem from deep-seated desires clashing within us, leading to envy and strife. He suggests that our unmet wants may be due to not asking God or asking with selfish motives, aiming to use what we gain for personal gratification. My dear friends, James offers a powerful antidote to this cycle of desire and disappointment: humility and closeness to God. He challenges us to examine our allegiances. Are we seeking approval from the world or from God? His message is clear. God's grace is abundant for the humble, while pride distances us from his favor. There are two questions for reflection. 1. Reflect on a recent conflict or desire. Could it be rooted in envy, pride, or seeking satisfaction from worldly achievements? How can shifting your focus to God change your perspective? 2. What are practical steps you can take to cultivate humility and resist the temptation to compare your journey with others? Heavenly Father, In the quiet of this moment, we acknowledge our struggles and the desires that often lead us into conflict. We confess the times we have sought fulfillment from the world instead of you, driven by pride and envy. Lord, grant us the grace to cultivate a heart of humility, to submit our desires and conflicts to you. Teach us to seek your presence above all, knowing that closeness to you transforms our laughter into joy and our mourning into dancing. Help us to live lives that bear the fruits of your Spirit, shining as light in a world filled with conflict. We thank you for the promise of lifting us up as we humble ourselves before you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.